Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to Beat Mix? I know Carl from Puyallup is. Carl, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, beat it, Steve.
Fine, I will.
For those playing at home, Carl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Xmas is an abbreviation for what holiday?
Okay. Christmas.
Wow, correct. Emily Armstrong is the current lead singer of what band?
Linkin Park.
Yes. Megan Fox recently announced she's having a baby with what singer?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes. Which organ in the human body is responsible for filtering blood?
Uranus.
No.
Oh, the liver.
No.
Pancreas.
No. How many U.S. states begin with the letter C?
5.
No.
4.
No.
7.
No. Who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
Yes. What country is the band The Cranberries from?
Ireland.
Correct. Who played Harry Stamper in the movie Armageddon?
Bruce Willis.
Yes. Diamonds are composed of what element?
Coal.
No.
I don't know. Pass.
The Starbucks logo is white and what?
Green.
Yes.
All right.
Carl, you got 7 correct.
Let's go.
Woo. Start off hot, then a little and then went back on hot again.
Strong finish.
Woo. I think it's going to be close.
Carl,
you said you told me offline that you lost 3 times, correct?
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. I met him once at the Peel Fair, and so, you know, this is going to be personal.
Oh!
Wow, this is personal.
Things get
Steve.
Personal in Puyallup, baby.
Sure does. Well, Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Xmas is an abbreviation for what holiday?
Gosh.
You'll never know.
I don't know. Christmas.
Oh my gosh! How did you know? Emily Armstrong is the current lead singer of what band?
What was the question?
Emily Armstrong.
Oh, Linkin Park.
Correct. Megan Fox recently announced she's having a baby with what singer?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. Which organ in the human body is responsible for filtering blood?
Would that be the liver?
No.
The kidney.
Correct. How many U.S. states begin with the letter C?
3.
Wow, yes. Who wrote The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn?
Totally knew that. Tom Sawyer?
No.
Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Mark Twain.
Correct. What country is the band The Cranberries from?
Ireland.
Yes. Who played Harry Stamper in the movie Armageddon?
Ben Affleck?
No.
Denzel Washington?
No.
I've never seen the movie, so I'm just making up names.
Wow.
Matt Damon?
No. Diamonds are composed of what element?
A girl's best friend.
Oh, they are, but no.
Coal?
No. What?
Rock?
No.
Come on!
The Starbucks logo is white and what?
Green.
Did he get it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just making sure, because that would give you 8 correct, which is a win, 8-7.
Let's go, Steve.
Carl, that's your 4th loss. I'm sorry.
I'm coming back.
That's right.
You come back.
Carl, I'll see you at the spring fair, brother.
Oh, no. I'm like picturing like a West Side Story, like to the two gangs.
Yeah, one guy's got elephant ears. The other guy's got a scone. We don't know what we're going to do. And no. Do what a Krusty Pup shows up. Bless you.
Thank you.
Nothing looks hardcore at a fair, okay? You can't even, in my mind, it doesn't even work.
I got a brick of French fries. I'm going to slam it over your head.
Wait, don't waste those fries.
No, you're right.
Woo! Which organ in the human body you eventually got was kidney? And wow, you almost got all of them right. Harry Stamper in the movie, this is one that Carl did get correct and you didn't, is Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
And diamonds are composed of what element?
Carbon?
Yes. Mm. You both said coal.
I know. Huh. Yeah, my dad used to say, like, the pressure of coal turns into a diamond.
Well, I think, but the element is carbon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, coal isn't an element.
He had a whole other saying about you being a tight ass, but it was a little vulgar. It was like, I remember being a kid and being like, I don't even know what any of this means. And my dad thought it was the funniest thing ever. And he would say it all the time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congrats on beating Carl for the 4th time, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
What do you have too much of? Or what does your partner have too much of? And it absolutely annoys you. 206-803-ROCK.
Should we judge then and say, like, because the lines are full, should we say whether or not they have too much of it or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's start with Nick in Renton. What is it that your wife thinks you have too much of?
Well, it's a toss-up. I have too many Harleys and too many tattoos.
How many Harleys are we talking?
One for every day of the week.
Oh, that's
7?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, the way you pitch it by saying one for every day of the week, I think that's a solid point.
Yeah, she still thinks it's too much.
It kind of is. And how many tattoos do you have?
Going on 30?
Whenever someone has asked me how many tattoos I have, I've lost track because some of them have turned into like a sleeve, so it's kind of hard to like put an exact number on it.
Yeah, well, no, I've got sleeves, but I count each part as a different tattoo at a different time. So,
right.
Yeah, about 30.
I mean, I think if you're going to drive Harleys, sorry, let me rephrase that. If you're going to ride Harleys, you kind of have a couple tattoos, right?
Oh, is that part of the deal?
That's part of the deal, I think.
I know, it's got some family members that have no tattoos, and they have a few Harleys.
Oh.
I mean, who are you to tell people what they should and shouldn't do as we determine if they should or shouldn't have too many of these things?
Opie, you're on I-5. Tell us what you collect.
Slot machines.
Where do you get a slot machine?
You can buy them, you know, online. I happen to know a guy that he buys them and restores them, and then I buy them from him.
Do you have it like set up like in like a man cave or in a garage where it almost feels like you're at like an old school Vegas casino?
I had a addition put on my house specifically for them, so you flip light on and all of them come on at the same time. And I also collect antique Coke machines. I have a 1960s phone booth in there. Yeah.
You know what I love is that like you're in a situation where you're like, I have too many of these things. So the best way to solve that is to build an addition to the house. So that way you're not taking up any more space. I think you did this the right way. Yeah.
Logical. Riley is in Burien, and tell us the thing that you collect.
All right, so I have a Jeep that I like taking off-road, but I also do some fabrication. So in my garage, there's a whole bunch of, like, extra metal that I just piled away because I can't seem to throw away extra scraps. And that's my problem. But my wife, she likes to go to Value Village and Goodwill and pick up all sorts of, like, antiques for cheap. So she's got baskets all over the top of the cupboards. She's got a closet under the stairs that's full of like silver candlesticks and stuff, and silver servingware and books, and just it just fills up that entire closet. And just she's always bringing home new stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, but it's kind of a trade-off because I get to buy stuff for the Jeep and she gets to go buy her antique stuff.
That's what I was going to wonder, Riley. I was thinking, I was like, even if like you're like looking at all this, I mean, you really can't be like, man, what the hell are you doing? Because you have a garage full of scrap metal.
Oh, yeah. She can't even park her van in the garage because I have my Jeep in there and all my crap. So, you know, she gets to keep doing her stuff while I get to pile stuff in my garage.
They cancel each other out. I like that. 206-803-ROCK. What do you have too much of, or what does your partner have too much of, and it absolutely annoys you? Robert from Lakewood, what are the cards that you collect?
I have a massive amount of Pokemon cards.
What are we talking about massive? Like enough to like fill up boxes or like booklets? Like I don't have, I don't even know. I get that like probably like baseball card size, but like how many do you have?
I couldn't tell you an exact number, but there's a lot of shoe boxes.
And do you know if there's like a value that you have in your collection? Like what the whole thing is worth?
I don't know the entire thing worth, but I have one binder that is over probably like $3,000.
Whoa!
Do you collect it for the hope of one day cashing it in, or is it just something that's like kind of a nostalgic thing and you just like having it because it brings good memories?
Well, I play the game.
You what?
He plays the game, Danny.
Every chance that I get, their local card shop, I'll try and catch a tournament or two. But yeah, I don't really plan on getting rid of them. It's just fun opening those packs and hoping for something good.
Yeah,
I like that though. Keep it alive. I mean, I didn't even realize people were still playing Pokemon.
I have no
idea. I thought
it was
just Pokemon Go now.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
I have Pokemon cards that my mom sent me, and they're like all pristine condition from like the 90s, and I still have not gone to get them like checked out. They're somewhere like in my closet, and I'm like, I should probably go get those checked out.
You might have like something, like you might be able to buy more guitars with what you have in your closet.
I'm getting free ones from Brad.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm gonna make a couple of those disappear.
He'll be like, you can have a couple of these guitars, but take one of these goats with you while you're at it. God.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Minnesota Wild forward Matt Zuccarello is sidelined for 3 to 4 weeks after undergoing surgery for a ruptured testicle.
Hate when that happens.
And this was caused by a puck striking him during a game against Montreal back on November 14th. This is the original call from when it happened.
Rossi to the point. Rich shot. Faber right on. Hit his own player in front.
I got Zuccarello in the midsection. And he is still down, Mike. Midsection, and hopefully he will be okay. It looks like he's going to head right to the dressing room.
So at that moment, they're thinking, oh, it's just the stomach. Then I think later on, somebody announcers thought, oh, maybe it's the knee. Like, they weren't able to figure it out at first.
Well, then they saw the instant replay and realized exactly where it hit him.
Yeah,
ice and he can't get there. This is a look right here. Faber shot. Oh boy.
That line right there. Oh boy. We now know what's going on.
That didn't catch his knee. I was hoping maybe it caught his knee, but...
And never would you want it to catch the knee. That also would be a bad spot to get hit. But if you had a pick, knee over boys any day of the week.
For sure.
Oh, that's awful.
So many were obviously shocked by what happened. So we are going to go straight to the comments.
Send a few of these posts, a few of these videos to our production director, Jason, to pick out some of your favorites and reenact them however you'd like. Are you ready for the first comment about Zuccarello's boys?
Let's get it.
All right.
Good old one nut Zuck is what they would have called him.
Okay. Sure, his teammates will come up with some creative nicknames for him after he's okay, and he can maybe at some point laugh about it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, imagine if he wasn't wearing a cup. Yikes.
I know of some players that don't. What? And that just seems crazy. Not like some of the guys, even I played beer league with, they weren't wearing cups.
Oh,
and
it was my just crazy.
My buddy Munson was one of those guys.
Likes to live dangerously.
And
huh?
you've talked to Munson. Now you kind of get a vibe for who he is. I remember one time during a pickup game, we're playing, and he just kind of like his hockey pants were falling apart, and he kind of like pulled them to the side, and I could see.
Oh.
Things dangling.
What?
Let's just say he scored on me in that situation because I was a little distracted. I was like, "You son of a bitch." It was the funniest thing ever.
God.
I heard it broke his cup. That's nuts.
I've had my cup broken before. Playing hockey.
You took a slap shot?
Yeah, my buddy, this guy, Yev, he was this dude. He played in Russia. He moved to the States and was a great junior hockey player. He took a slap shot and it hit me. And I stopped it, thankfully. Well, I stopped it with the cup. And everyone's like, where's the puck? Where's the puck? It was lodged into my pants.
No!
It broke the cup. And it took me a second for it to really register. And I'm like, oh, I'm starting to feel it now. That was not fun.
Ah, that sounds awful.
Yeah, it was insane.
At least you didn't rupture your testicle.
No, thank God. My cup worked pretty good. Goalie cups are two cups, basically.
Oh, really?
So it's like a little, like, it's like a thinner cup, and at least the one I had. And then under it is like the sturdy super duper cup.
This is why I don't play hockey. Well, that and the fact that I'm 62, out of shape, and don't know how to skate.
I mean, it's still hope. I've heard the stories of 62-year-old guys who never skated before making the NHL.
The over 60 league.
Yes.
Zuccarello has always had testicular fortitude.
What?
Testicular fortitude.
Yeah.
Google it. Sarah's looking at us like
she doesn't know what fortitude means.
I don't get it. Testicular fortitude?
You know, while we listen to the last comment, why don't you just Google testicular fortitude?
Should I Google image?
I mean, you don't need to.
Okay.
All right, one more comment.
Good thing you don't need balls to play hockey. You just need pucks.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's actually pretty clever.
Oh.
You got it now?
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
It's grit, motivation, commitment.
I have a question, though. So surgery for a ruptured testicle, does that mean that the testicle gets, like, put back together?
Thank you. I was wondering the same thing.
Is he down to one testicle? What happens?
Does it just kind of explode and they just kind of piece it?
You notice how the girls are asking these questions, but both dudes in the room are just like, I don't want to know, and I'm not going to ask any questions.
I was going to Google it, but then I was scared.
If you do, please don't show it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, does it go back to, is it going to be normal?
Can he have kids?
I don't know.
Well, if he has one still, that's fine. That wasn't ruptured. There's still a chance, yeah?
It's wild. Well, best wishes for a speedy recovery.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, who is someone that inspired you, even though they have no idea who you are? This could be a celebrity, a sports star, whoever. Tell us who inspired you. 206-803-ROCK. Jason and Yelm, for you, it's a frontman for a local band who is no longer with us. Tell us about it.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Great. How you doing, Jason?
I'm pretty good. So when I was young, I stumbled onto my one of my first CDs that I bought probably from somebody who stole them out of a car.
Okay.
Yeah, for $2, I got my first copy of Mother Love Bone Apple.
Oh, and, hell yeah.
So Andy Wood, he inspired me to start a few crummy bands and keep playing music. And I like to play even today, even though that I'm still more of a noisemaker than a music maker.
So what's your go-to song for, I mean, there's so many great songs. I think when I think of Mother Love Bone, the first one that pops in my head is there's a song called Gentle Groove that we used as our, that's the song that my wife and I danced to at our wedding.
Oh.
Although it's way too long of a song. I like 3 minutes into it, I'm like, I'm sorry, hon, I didn't edit this. This is very awkward. But what about for you?
Chloe Dancer, man.
Oh, yes. So good. That's the song I think that introduced so many people to him.
Yeah. I mean, God, those, I have the complete box set on vinyl that I got a few years ago. My wife got me for my birthday. And, you know, that was just such a tragedy. But, you know, it spawned so much great music, and we're left with what he left. So I really look up to him, and I appreciate him, and I think about him every day.
Dude, I spent a pretty penny on that same vinyl box set, and I was like, why did I spend all this money, until I opened it and went through it, and I'm like, this was worth every penny. It is a really good box set.
Good investment.
Yes, it's just like, it's very like, you know, it's a time capsule of what Seattle once was.
206-803-ROCK.
Back when Seattle was good, Danny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who inspired you, Chris, from Smoky Point?
Travis Pastrana. I've followed that man for many, many years since I was a child, and I've watched him go from this wild dirt bike rider to the motorsports just phenomenon is today. And everything that he has done and the charities that he has, the joy that he's giving everybody, it pushes me to.
Ah, your phone stinks. I'm bummed that it does, because I way back in the day when I worked at the end, we'd have Travis on from time to time.
Oh, cool.
And dude, he was such a nice guy. He was such a cool dude. He has been through quite a few injuries.
For sure.
Like some insane ones.
Broken and put back together.
So many. I'm just looking at some of the surgeries that they have a list on the internet. Two surgeries on his left wrist, one on his thumb, two on his back, one on his right elbow, 9 on his left knee, 6 on his right knee, a shoulder surgery, and then the one that's so insane, he had his spine separated from his pelvis.
Ow.
And then he still gets back on the bike and keeps going.
He was in a wheelchair for 3 months. He was in and out of consciousness for about 3 days, had 6 blood transfusions.
Wow.
The dude is just, I mean, extreme. He's extreme. He's the walking embodiment of Mountain Dew.
206-803-ROCK. Who inspired you, Opie, on I-5?
Yeah, Christopher Reeves, actually.
Superman.
Exactly. My accident happened exactly the same day, the same time, the same year, although he had what they call the hangman's injury, so he was a quadriplegic. I'm a paraplegic.
Oh, my gosh.
I still got use of my arms, but I broke my neck in 2 places, broke every rib off my spine, blew out both my lungs, lost 40% of my vision.
Opie, real question for you, because you said that all this happened on the same day. And now, Christopher Reeve, if I remember correctly, it was a horse riding accident that happened to him. Was that the same for you?
No, mine was a dirt bike accident. I drove off of a cliff going about 50 miles an hour off a 25-foot cliff. And wasn't expected to live, had a 98% chance of dying, and now it's 29 years later, this May, it'll be 30 years.
Wow.
So, they gave us 8 to 10 years to live, and he lived 9, and I've lived now almost 30. So
that's incredible.
I'm a lucky man. So give thanks to put my feet on the foot pegs every morning. So.
Opie, man, you are an inspiration, man. Much love to you.
Yeah, rock on.
The Daily Migs Show.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, The list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.